Welcome to Dial a Dork, ladies and gentlemen. We are live from not my basement. We are on the road doing a roadie.
Deluxe apartment in the sky.
We are at a deluxe apartment in the sky. A full two floors above street level in beautiful Cleveland Heights at Matt Dork Almighty Menard's beautiful homestead.
East side.
Man pad.
East side. So, we are joined tonight by a remarkably full cast, almost bursting. I had to go out and buy extra cables and crap.
We are blessed.
What?
I had grilled cheese. I'm still kind of hungry.
Yeah, I had Dory made homemade clam chowder.
Clam chowder?
With a grilled cheese sandwich on the side.
Stop.
Anyway, we're joined tonight by Dork Almighty Matt Menard, of course, because it's his house.
Yep.
Speak, bitch. All right. The nicknameless Russ Miller is here after a prolonged absence.
Prolonged?
It was the cold 45.
At least you brought the cold 45.
I don't know. I don't know if it was prolonged.
It's been months. Where have you been, you son of a bitch?
I'm back.
We are also
Wait,
joined
it's
tonight.
Your turn, Drew.
joined tonight by Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan, also after a prolonged, protracted absence. Great to have you both back.
You guys were supposed
good to
call.
Be back.
We emailed.
And we're also joined by Dan the Master Overton.
How am I going to Google?
Well, really, Master Googler is one word. And it's M-A-S-T-U-R.
It's code.
Dan the Master Googler. And we are also joined tonight by the illustrious, the wonderful Yoko the Architect, Dory Cat.
Hello.
And,
I have a question
we
for
had,
Yoko.
We had hoped that we'd be joined by Dr. J, the science gay, but he is apparently out doing something gay. Instead of
too
this
gay.
Show.
He's or maybe
too gay, even for this.
Maybe he's having a baby.
Well, he is going to be having a baby in the near future. Not him, but his wife.
It's 14 weeks away.
I
oh,
said
is
the
that
near.
That long?
That's not the near future?
Ish. Is that like tomorrow? Is that like he can't get on planes?
People with kids are good at counting in
what
weeks.
Is the line?
I have no idea what that means.
Getting on planes when you're knocked up?
Yep.
I think they frown on it the whole time, but generally you don't want to do it the last 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay, how's the calendar?
Yeah, let's hear about Yoko's
my
calendar. She
calendar.
She got her first rejection letters and a rejection email.
Well, apparently Irv is going to tell you all about it.
Oh, you go ahead.
No.
He just covers the rejection.
If you insist.
Yeah, yeah.
You
I've
can
been
hit
rejected.
The rest.
I've been rejected. No, I got rejected by two of the six I submitted to. So I'm still waiting to hear about some others, but nothing's
coming. I'm confused.
What's that?
Russ hasn't been here often enough to know what the calendar is.
I wrote a calendar about pregnancy.
Oh.
It's really good.
Nice.
It's funny shit.
Apparently, Andrew McNeil thinks it's not all that, and Quirk Books feels that it's too similar to another one of their products. But
which means they're stealing your words as we speak.
No, there's actually, I knew the product, and they, a book called Pregnancy Countdown, and that's one of the reasons why I submitted to them, but I think it's too similar, so they rejected me.
They're stupid idiots.
And I hate them. Actually, they're a pretty cool publisher, but oh well.
That's so. It. To all of our listeners, boycott those two publishers.
That's right, fuck Quirk Books.
That's right.
Is what I've got to say.
Jesus.
Even though they were really nice to me. They gave me a really sweet email. Like, I could submit to them via email, which was very convenient. Something for the dorks to note, that publishing houses are now starting to accept email, which is cool. Because it costs like $10 to send a package in, and you wait 3 months to hear some shit. I emailed it. I heard the next day that they didn't want my ass.
See, that's what technology is used for.
I like that.
Streamlining business processes.
I like to get the
rejection.
Yeah, I like the rejection quick. I don't want to have to wait 3 months. I've been waiting since September 1st.
Don't drag it on.
It's just like online dating. You can get rejected in seconds.
I want to be rejected right now. In fact, I really wish.
You suck.
So that was, I did like Quirk Books, but so I'm waiting to hear back from a group of others that I may not hear from ever, but we'll see.
Well, of course, we hope the best.
Well, thanks.
Absolutely.
I was told that I'm now an official writer because I've been rejected multiple times.
That is correct. And we're all very proud
for
of
writing,
you.
For writing?
Because
I've been rejected a lot.
Well, besides
for writing?
Sexual rejection. I've actually been rejected for something I submitted via email.
Wow.
One of that answers one of my coworkers' questions, who now is listening to our show in totality. Meaning he has
gone
listen
through all
to every single one.
He is in reverse order listening to every single one.
In reverse order?
Yes.
He's going to listen to the show get worse and worse?
No, no, no.
Or is it getting better and better? I'm not
sure.
Well,
the respect meter has gone up and down and suffered some major blows and then been recovered. But it's highly amusing. But he asked the question, just where did we come up with Yoko? And his comment was that she doesn't really sound like Yoko.
I'm not Ching Chang. And
she's ruining us. Tearing us apart.
Making horrible loud noises.
You don't wear black noises. All the time.
Did you just say like Ching Changing?
I'm not referring to anyone's ethnicity. I'm referring to the music that she made, which was very...
You don't know anything about Yoko.
I've heard a few cuts of Yoko's latest album.
You have?
It was a lot of screeching, like fingernails on chalkboard.
Where and how and when?
I believe VH1 has a plethora of programming that explores nostalgia in all kinds of different ways. I believe it was on I Love the 70s or I Love something.
I Love the 70s.
Pop up video.
Or shit, what was it? It was probably something like Icons or some 100 Countdown. 100 Greatest something.
Very cool.
Annoying twats, I don't know.
Annoying twats, ladies and germs.
This is almost as good as Russ's Arab comment from millennia ago.
Arabs.
Arabs.
Wait a second. Don't lump me in with him.
The first thing was barcoded.
I mean, can't we all agree that Yoko is kind of universal?
What do you got there?
Yoko on his hand.
Shut the hell up.
Ching Chang Chong!
So you know, where are the symbols?
Oh my god. Hold it.
Wait.
Turn it off. We got a phone call coming in. We got a call to the show coming in. Turn down. Off. Whatever. Hold on a second. Hello, you've reached Dial-A-Dork.
Yes, I have a question on streaming.
A what?
On streaming. Streaming audio on the internet?
We are not streaming tonight because we are on location. by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is the one, the only Don Larson. Don Larson on the show, host of Capitalist Cleveland, longtime friend of the show.
Hi, Don.
I think the hell work is great. I wish you guys were live tonight so that everybody could hear you.
Well,
we're working on our on location technology.
Yeah, we'd have to forward ports and make changes to the website and do other things that. There's just no damn time.
We'd have to work really hard.
Or even just a little bit.
The inertia to overcome is significant.
I mean, look, I had packed up all the recording gear and put it in a box and came over here. Isn't that enough for you fucking people?
Wouldn't RDP suit our needs?
RDP would have been good. Well, you know, we probably could have streamed back to my house and, you know, done it up from there. But
where was the MacGyver dorkdom? I want to know.
Hey, we got cables strewn all over the place. Yeah. We MacGyvered all
That's
over
true.
The place.
There should be some duct tape somewhere.
I MacGyvered all over myself.
Excellent.
Masking, but
close enough.
So, Don, do you have a technical question other than where the fuck is my streaming Dial-A-Dork?
Well, that was the first one on my mind. Absolutely. You know, I'm actually looking at a disassembled desktop to my right here, and
they don't work
that way. Needs a little help. Lenovo's website suggests a number of different ways to deal with the fact that when you push the power button, you get multiple beeps. And they start with the whole reseating of basically everything on the motherboard, including the motherboard itself, and then march through flashing the BIOS and things like that. But has anybody got any idea of what the multiple beep patterns might actually stand? Because IBM doesn't want to give them away.
Well, you have to look for either like beep codes or error codes.
Postcodes.
Postcodes is another term for it. They really should be posted somewhere. They are probably
wait.
Part of the formal documentation of that model, or they are a generic set of postcodes that cover a whole family of computer models and.
I think I need to know what the hell it sounds like.
Well,
I
mean, it, like you turn on the computer.
I would like to hear some imitations.
Well, okay, if you turn on
ching
your computer.
Ching.
Nah. Not exactly. That's very good, though.
Well done.
It's called the callback.
Normally, you turn on your computer and you might hear a single beep. Like, you know, beep. No, like a short, like, beep. You know, like that. But if you get, like, three long beeps in a row, like, you turn it on and it goes beep, beep, beep. And then like you get and then you get no video.
And then you know your turkey's done.
You know you check your turkey, but you have no video. And you're like, oh, okay, I've got a postcode. Or it might go, like, beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 you know, or something like that.
Is it a cheap taxi from 1955?
Shut, you know, what? How is this helping? How is this helping? All right.
I'm just ridiculing you.
You're right. That's true.
Really? You're like, oh, I have a postcode?
Oh, my God, I've got call waiting here. Don, hold on a second.
All right.
You've heard of these postcodes before, you guys?
Power on self-test. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to.
What did you say?
Power on self-test?
But usually post. You say something a little less.
Hello, you've reached Dial-A-Dork. May I help you?
Dial-A-Dork.
Who is this, please?
My name is Evan. And
guys, this is Evan L. from Baltimore, also known as my brother-in-law.
Welcome to the show.
Evan, hello, guess what?
What's that?
You are currently on call waiting. Because another friend of the show called and has a tech question.
Excuse me, I used to handle this part of the show.
That's true. Yoko, I apologize.
I really
please.
Feel it. If you could just hold on line one for 1 minute, I'm sure the doors will get to you soon. Okay, Evan?
I love holding on line one.
Okay. we'll be right back to you, Evan, okay?
Try line two once in a while.
Okay. Don, are you still with us?
I am still with you, absolutely.
Okay. So let's see. Do you have the model number for your PC? Dude's got
it. It's an IBM NetVista, which, of course, is no longer IBM. It's Lenovo.
Lenovo's just laptop,
and
right?
It's referenced on the IBM site at all anymore. I went to the Lenovo one, and you're right. They give the generic postcode thing there and don't scroll down at all on the website. So I don't know if there's some sort of secondary set of info out there you guys might know of.
Well, I mean, there's an IBM BIOS post-error code list over at Tech Republic. I Googled NetVista postcodes, and that's the first thing that came up. Now, doesn't mean it's necessarily going to cover yours, but give me the model of the PC. Do you have it?
Yeah, it's a 6792.
Is that a NetVista, you said? NetVista 6792?
Yep.
I have it right here, I think.
It's PDF.
Symptom to FIR. Yeah, wait a minute. Okay, now what are the beeps?
It gives you three loud beeps.
Three loud beeps or three long beeps?
Beeps.
I predict.
Just beeps.
And the clicking of the beeps.
All right, hold on. Are all three beeps the same length?
Absolutely.
So you just get three consistent beeps and that's it?
That is correct.
And you just get three and then it stops?
Yep. This page is
harder. I am seeing, let's see, beep system.
I'm going to do it dramatically.
Basically, they all say, it's basically system board, basically. Sounds like, what have you done? Have you pulled all the memory out and just put like one? How many sticks of memory are in there?
It's full. It's got three sticks, three slots.
Well, pull out all but one and try turning it on. And if you still get the code, take that one out, put in another one. You know, go through each stick by itself until you can get, see if you can get it to boot. And then if you can get it to boot with one of them in there, then try putting in the second. You know, and try to, maybe you can eliminate, maybe one of the sticks is no good or not compatible with the other two or blah, blah, blah. See if you can get past it that way. If you can't do that, and no matter what memory you put in there, you get an error code, then you probably want to take the PC and throw it in a dumpster.
Gotcha.
To quote another Cleveland show, and punt.
Yeah, and
because generally the labor involved in doing all this work is more expensive than replacing the PC.
And what's really fun is when you're trying to pull memory out of one of these little tightly packed together cases and you gash the backs of your fingers and your knuckles and all this stuff.
And bleed all over the motherboard.
Bleed all over your motherboard. That's fun.
It is so tight in there, and nobody ran any of the corners of the sheet metal.
What did you say, Don?
I said, yeah, you're right. It's very tight in the case, and nobody ran the corners on the sheet metal. They sharpened them so they would do more damage.
You're exactly right. So look, I think you should start by doing each stick of memory individually until you can get past that postcode. And if you cannot get past the postcode, then you might be looking at a bad CPU or something else, and you're probably screwed. What?
Was this an intact machine when you got it, or did you find?
Yeah, where'd you get
this
machine from? Why? You know what? What the hell?
You want to make sure you have a memory stick that should work with it.
I've had it for about 2 years now. So.
When's the last time you turned it on?
Oh, it had been working just a couple of days before I moved it.
You moved it?
Yes, I powered it down, disconnected all the peripherals.
Put it in the bath.
You know, moved the table, reconfigured the office, the whole nine yards, and then connected everything back up. And that's when it started beeping. It was like, I don't like it when you move me.
Yeah, well, sounds like... It really does sound like it. That's why I would definitely try doing one stick of memory at a time. Make sure that you know, one of them wasn't. That's where I would start. That's just where I would start.
You're looking at sinking a lot of time into it, though. So, I mean, we can assume that the hard drive is still fine. It might be easier to just dump the hard drive in another machine. Just my opinion.
Don, what are you doing right now?
Are you wearing any clothes?
Are you on a bed?
Do you have a tutu on?
Hey, I had the laptop open. I was trying to bump even down the door.
Well, here, tell you what, homie. Why don't you try doing what you said and leave us on hold, and we'll come back to you in a little while.
All right. Well, I will actually hang up on you guys and see if I can make a couple changes here, and I'll call you back. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Don.
Don't have too much fun there.
Not possible.
We never do.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Thank Christ for the whiskey.
I have a NetVista at home, and it might be the same model. Yeah, so if he doesn't want it, tell him not to throw it in a dumpster.
All right, we'll tell him not to throw it in a dumpster.
Mine overheats because I have a SATA card in it and a SATA drive that's just roasting the thing. Just locks up everyone's.
So, what's a SATA? Do you recommend a tetanus shot before you start working on
a connection? I'm sorry, what? What?
A tetanus shot before you work on a hardware
problem. I never got one.
Mm. So
and you see what I did to him.
Yeah.
Is that an ICD-9 code?
It draws locks as it comes.
I'm trying to call Evan back because we lost him.
Evan Rude.
Computer-induced tetanus.
That's what I'm going to call him.
Number busy.
Computer-induced. Are you guys talking more about your war wounds tearing apart these vicious, vicious boxes?
See, it's actually much better now, but it used to be bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to have gang markings on my hands from racking computers. Opening shit
up. Yeah, racking computers.
I mean, it was a disaster.
Sure, that's how you got those accidents.
Oh, I never killed anybody.
Masturbating with a cheese grater.
That you can prove.
I think Russ was there the one time the scar on my head. Now which side it's on.
You really are serious about that? You got a scar on your head from a computer?
No, from a cardboard box trying to reach a computer.
Mm. A cardboard box bit you?
Fucking jumped out at him.
Don't you see that?
Wow, you
it's
know,
huge.
IT guys are made of really soft skin.
No, it's just that computers, desktop computers are made of sharp cubes and corners. There's a lot of sharp corners and
pointy
things.
Pointy teeth. Huge ears.
Look at the sheet metal.
You guys really should have helmets or something.
Oh, we generally do.
They're required.
And white jackets, but we forgot those.
So we lost Evan, I think.
What funny thing did Drew say that we all missed that you laughed at?
He reiterated.
I don't even remember. But Drew is famous for kicking out one-liners.
And we need a mic stand for him because he's always typing. Yeah. That's a problem.
You should get him a headset.
Yeah, you need a headset.
I have a USB one. Does that mixing board take USB?
Does it look like it takes USB?
No, but he could put...
I brought headphones. The headphones are in the box.
But he needs a mic. He needs a mic.
It's got to be a headset, not just headphones.
Oh, this mixing board looks like it takes
like
diesel.
Is that really necessary? Does anybody want the headphones?
No.
Yeah, MC, you should probably be...
Actually, you sound really loud tonight. This is unusual.
Am I yelling?
You're yelling.
Irv's losing his hearing.
It's the cold 45.
Don't tell him he's losing.
He wouldn't even notice.
What?
Is that a genetic disorder passed down from generations or what?
I certainly hope so for my son's sake.
Ah, wonderful.
Don't talk about genetic problems in my brain.
He's like a Dalmatian. He loses his hearing as he gets older.
That's what Dalmatians do, and why do you know that?
They're predisposed to, because we had one.
Hanging around firehouses?
Oh, because you had one? That's what Dalmatians are predisposed to.
Because I'm a nerd, so I read about them.
You had the consummate Dalmatian?
Yeah. It's like they suffer from eyesight loss and hearing loss as they get older. It's a genetic thing, yeah. They don't suffer from hip dysplasia like golden shepherds,
golden
labs,
retrievers.
And retrievers. Yeah.
That's mine.
Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, I don't know if I'd rather lose my hearing or have hip dysplasia. I'm thinking the hearing would be okay.
Yep.
I want to keep my hips.
I
want to be able to walk, man.
Out now.
I want to be able to walk. My uncle had both hips.
I
want to
keep my hips.
Yeah, my uncle had both hips replaced by the time he was 50. That's not pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Was he like a Chippendales dancer?
No, actually, was an English teacher and martial artist, but.
So he was a dork too.
So he was a dork too. Yeah, absolutely. But
he was an English teacher and a martial artist.
It hit him.
I'm not gonna tell him that to his face. No, well, now I am. His hips.
Well, his hips are bionic now. I mean, he freaking detached one and beat you over the head with his leg. But the thing was, it hit him when he was in his early 30s, and they would not do a hip replacement for 15 years because they're like, "You're too young. We'll have to do another one."
And you know, your insurance doesn't cover too.
No, my uncle.
Oh.
Yeah, it was insane. So he walked with a cane and like on heavy medication for a long time. It was sad, very sad.
Did he share medication?
No, unfortunately, he was away at college teaching, you know, so he wasn't local at that point in time.
College,
he was teaching.
With the pain meds.
Yeah,
huh?
With the pain meds.
It's a good gig.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a good gig.
So we digress.
We digress. Anyway.
Should we get into something dorky?
We should. But there's all kinds of stuff to talk about today.
There was an article in Slashdot about the Microsoft wish list.
Yeah, but we don't care about that. We care about the submarine that surfaced off of the coast of Japan. And showed up about 5 miles off the side of a U.S. aircraft carrier, and they didn't know that it was there.
Whose submarine was it?
Clancy book? Or
Chinese.
Oh!
Really?
Aren't they on the moon already, too?
Ching Chang.
That's not good, you guys.
Oh, damn it, pick up that mic. Good. Hey, do you have a hanger?
Do I have a hanger?
Yeah, give me a wire hanger.
I can do that.
What do you want a wire hanger for?
I'm going to make a mic stand for Drew.
You're going to make a mic stand for Drew? What is Drew?
There is some MacGyver in Russ tonight. That's good.
MacGruber! Have you been seeing those?
They've gotten worse and worse, but the concept is great.
Dude, what do you mean worse and worse? The plastic surgery one was the funniest one of all.
Looking at it.
Oh, yeah, but it was so funny. It was so fucking funny.
Yeah, the
mullet's priceless.
I was very disappointed they didn't have it this week because like Amy Winehouse was supposed to be on, and I wasn't sure she was actually like,
no, I think
conscious.
They pushed her back or something
because of the strike. Yeah,
huh?
The writer's strike.
Oh, is that why they played the Jon Bon Jovi episode again?
Unfortunately, you got it. Do you mind if I ruin
it? It doesn't have a full wire through it.
That's fine.
All right, someone needs to beat Matt like Mommy Dearest.
No wire hangers!
Well, let me read you some of these items that apparently are on the Microsoft wish list for Windows 7, I guess, as it's perhaps going to be called.
Wait, hold on. Can we back up for a second? Did that Windows new rollout thing that happened months and months and months ago, does it still suck balls, or is anyone really liking it?
Vista?
Yeah.
It sucks balls.
Supposedly it sucks balls.
That pretty much sums it up.
I mean, let's put it this way. It's pretty okay if you're not in a domain. When you join a domain with Vista, all hell breaks loose.
Really?
I got a client who got himself a sweet new like ultra portable laptop with Vista Business on it. As soon as he joined it to the domain, DHCP stopped working.
On the domain?
On his PC.
How is DHCP?
Dynamic host configuration protocol.
I hate it when mine like blows out.
Well, DHCP pretty much sucks if it doesn't work because that means you can't be automatically assigned an IP address by your DHCP server, and that means you can't connect to anything on the network
unless you manually
configure. But then you got to know what your DNS server address is, your gateway address, all that stuff, which you may or may not know if you're just some app. There's no wire through the cardboard. Yeah, you can't use that.
That's pretty. Gosh, did you take home economics classes when you were in high school?
Here, if you need them.
Oh, look at that. There's a website. What's that website?
Like,
Russ?
That was Flickr, I think.
There's a website that shows you how to make a microphone stand out
what's,
of a
what's
hanger.
What's the there's like a magazine that like specializes. What the hell
I
is
got
it?
Got the link from Make.
Make, that's it. Make. Make is this magazine that it's all about how to make shit.
Really?
We can also just hang this from your head like, somehow.
That's not any better.
It's better. It's not useful.
It's still pretty low.
Why
it's
don't definitely below. Wrap the microphone cord around his neck a few times and let the thing dangle.
What the fuck can't you look
send
a thing
the
up?
Link for the show
so
notes.
What else is on the Microsoft wish list, Irv?
What else? I haven't read anything.
Back to sucking balls with Vista.
Let's yeah. stop with the first part.
Back to sucking balls with Vista.
This seems pretty so stable. It's just not
getting
ready to come
out as well.
That's true.
It's based on the same.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know shit about shit.
I read that today, it seems like.
Is Vista anything but like a different user interface?
I think it's like Windows 98 ME or Windows ME.
Well, it might be like the next Windows ME, but all right.
What's
the worst OS they ever released. It had like... It was like somewhere between 98 and 2000, but it was more 98 than 2000, and it was so unstable, and it was awful. It was really bad.
It was pretty terrible.
It was so awful. Look at that. That's great.
Thank you, Russ.
Oh, you sound good, Drew.
Anything
okay,
for you.
So basically, DHCP stopped working, and then I looked it up, and they're like, oh, it's a local policy. You know, it's
they shut off the DHCP by local policy.
Something like that. So I fix it. I think it was group policy or something. I don't know what the hell it was. So I fix it. It didn't change a fucking thing.
So you didn't really fix it.
They lie.
Yeah, by fixing it, I mean
Microsoft
I
lies. That's what you need to get.
Joe
get
lies.
Used to.
And Joe when he
lies.
Cries.
When he cries. There you go, Russ. Good job.
Oh my God! What a bunch of sensitive guys.
All right. So, that's just one little thing. But I mean, he had a whole folder full of files just disappear, and I mean like
say anything?
Because although Vista does have this like in file shadowing feature where you can restore like a whole folder just so we actually did, but he lost a whole day of work. It was really strange.
Matt, just, truly you are a dork almighty.
Not a good experience.
Indeed. You blame it on the OS, you think? So
what else
do
you blame
to Vista at
what else do you blame it on? There's like, and there's supposed to be like a big file copying thing that like knocks out your network connection.
Really?
While you're copying files or
have
something.
Have you seen the new Mac ads are now really ripping on Vista?
It wasn't that it knocked out
they
your
should.
Network connection.
They
if
are.
You copied
all new
too
Mac
many
ads.
Files, you hung the kernel.
Okay, maybe that's
Wait, how do you hang a kernel?
Very
you take a needle with some thread and you put it through
do
the kernel and then
you wrap it around your
Christmas
tree.
Exactly. See,
Matt,
you're so smart.
Go back. I want to know. You said hung the kernel. It sounded so S&M. What do you do to your kernel? What's a kernel and how do you
so
hang
then it? So then I tied her up and I hung the kernel.
Just a little bit, enough to make it exciting.
I'm going to use that at work tomorrow. Thank you, Dorian.
Hung the kernel, yeah. I'll show you the GIMP room later.
Is that where you hang the kernel?
That's where Matt does. That's where Matt makes graphics.
That's where you get what? What's the
what?
What? Porn tube or something like
porno
that?
Tube?
Porno tube.
Red tube.
Red tube.
Red tube is the
tube
one.
Show. No, that's
there's
what I'm
porn tube
about.
As well.
Well,
or
porn
something
tube
like that.
Too. But red tube is where if you roll the mouse,
who's
if you mouse
girls
over
in cups. By the way, you I will not go look.
What?
Two girls in a cup. Or two girls in a glass, or whatever.
Two
it is.
Girls in a cup.
You don't know what that is.
You haven't seen it yet.
Should I?
Is this like on par
be
with Goatsy, like that kind of thing?
I'm scared at this
I
point.
Seen
this.
Is it two girls
I've avoided
one cup?
All Goatsy yes. interaction in like
two
years.
Two girls one cup.
Oh, I just it's like it's gonna be at this point. It's like someone putting their asshole
look
over
at
their
it.
Head or something.
Yeah,
I don't
it's gonna
really
be weird.
Know.
It's not good.
I haven't seen
all you
like
got, all
Earl
you can
Burroughs, porn
all you can get like on YouTube. They have videos of people reacting to it. They don't have the actual video. That should tell you what you need to know.
We should watch a video of people reacting to it.
Well, I'm putting it on right now.
Oh, no.
But my sound card's busted on this thing, so.
Okay, I want to see someone's face.
What isn't busted on that thing?
All right, they're videotaping people.
They're just watching something.
The guy's head is in his hands.
Oh, the girl almost threw up.
And the guy, one guy, the sick guy, is laughing.
Oh, it's worse.
It's really worse. He's still
laughing.
Oh,
it's worse. The girl's, oh.
We can't videotape people reacting to this.
Gag reflex.
He threw up in his hands.
You're right, dude. You're right.
Sick guy.
Wait, I have a radio show about it.
Sick guy loves it.
The sick guy's laughing. He's the one who showed it to them. And the girl is, she's done.
So
she's
here's my prediction on what's going on.
Here's two girls, one cup reaction number two.
Wait. After we see the reactions, we should really just try to figure out what the.
Oh, wait a minute. We have a phone call.
Wait, pause the reaction then.
All right, well, hold on. Hello, you've reached. You're back. What happened to you?
Sorry. I had to take care of a child related item.
He's dead now.
Don't say that. I think it's his own child. So
I had to take care of it.
Let's take care of it.
All right. So, Evan, talk to us. What's happening?
Okay. Well, here's the story. I need a new computer, probably a desktop. And the one that I have, I want to know if it's worth upgrading or if I should just go ahead and get a brand new one.
Well, I guess the first question is, what kind of computer do you have now?
All right, so blue. This is a Pentium 4, 2 gigahertz, and at the moment it's got 256 megs of RAM in there, but I ran, crucial.com or something, and I can put up to a gig in there for like $60.
Which you should do.
Which you should absolutely do.
Very usable
do.
Computer at that point.
At that point, you're going to see a dramatic improvement in performance. However, how big is the hard drive?
Well, that's one of the problems. It's only...
in width or girth? Or
it's length. Only what?
Hang on, I'll tell you. It's.
You don't know? You don't know?
I've got a 30 gig in there.
Oh, my God.
How much is free is the real question.
Yeah, well,
two.
None. Well, see,
the problem becomes
is that I've found that sometimes machines can get slow, not just because of a lack of memory, which you've got, but also because the hard drive gets just...
Full.
Well, it either gets memory. Full or maybe it starts to develop some bad sectors or maybe it's just it doesn't run very well.
Grumpy.
I would definitely upgrade the hard drive... And I would upgrade. I would max out the memory. It would only cost
is it a
you.
Desktop?
Wait! Yeah. Stop rambling. Cheap. What did you see disk drives for the other day when you were thinking of picking up like a whole bunch of them? I know those were SATA,
those
but
were
it,
on sale. It's a rare deal that you would ever find.
But yeah, but
250 gig drives on sale for $60.
Yeah, so for like $150, you can get.
I found a returned 500 gig SATA drive at Micro Center for $89.
That's a great deal. But this machine probably does not have SATA. This machine does not have SATA. We all know it. It's going to be IDE.
Well, he'd have to get a SATA controller card if he's going to. So
but that would be more expensive,
dorks,
so why bother?
Dorks. Okay, can we just get a sort of baseline?
Yeah,
what's
hang on.
A good
A new drive includes a reinstalled. You have all the installed disks you need?
No, it does not. You can ghost.
He can't ghost.
He can't ghost.
He has one machine. How do you ghost with one machine?
Of course you can. You hook the drive up and you go local. You boot into ghost, you go local drive ghost.
He's not ghosting. Come on.
Wait. I have the solution.
You have the solution?
It's possible. You're right.
Pack it up, send it to your brother-in-law, and let him take care of it, and he'll send you a bill.
Well, you could do that. You could mail me the hard drive. I could ghost it to a new hard drive.
That's risky.
Then I could send it back. But what I could do is I could encourage you. And this isn't going to be 100% legal, of course.
Sorry, wifely reaction.
This isn't going to be 100% legal, but I think a really good possibility would be to build yourself a BART PE CD with. But you have to get the ghost executables from somewhere.
It's going to be much easier to give him the ghost any files and let him ghost it himself.
Well, maybe you're right.
And just, you know what, reinstall your machine. It's going to perform faster anyway if you have the stuff.
That's true.
Can I have a suggestion?
Yes,
just
Drew.
What exactly is ghosting and why do I need to do it?
Wait, what software do you have any software? Do you have any software that you can't get back?
We are digressing here. Let me time in.
No.
Yes, we need some order. Order.
No matter.
I mean, I could start completely from scratch. What I need to know is, if I bought a brand new hard drive, some new memory, and DVD, whatever, writer.
Whatever. I love you.
Is that worth spending the money on versus getting a new machine?
Yes.
Wait. A new memory is going to be 60. A new hard drive is going to be somewhere between 80 and 120 probably. And you're also talking about a DVD burner? So we're talking about another like
$37 at Newegg.
Another $30 to $50 plus, regardless whether you get a new computer or not, you still have the time factor. So we're talking about $200 in expenditures.
I'm more like $220.
You're probably about halfway.
Depends on what he wants to do, too. This you're almost halfway to a new computer. You have a very usable machine with some very upgradable parts right
now. That's right.
Okay, so let me tell you one of the things I want to do, and you can tell me if it's limit. So you know the program, the Adobe video program called, like, Premiere Elements or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we just got a video camera, and I'm editing, not in a complicated way, but I'm just editing video using Premiere Elements.
Sister, my God.
And the laptop I'm doing it on right now, it's choppy because I think the memory's not good enough.
I see what you're saying.
That's what I want to be able to do on the new machine.
That is a little higher end. Your machine would easily upgradable for many, many, many tasks, but video editing is where you're pushing the boundaries.
And, Evan, I just have to tell you that I'm looking... Oh, my God. I'm looking at two girls, one cup, and it's not good. It's really not good.
Don't ever look at those words in combination again.
Oh, my God.
It's scatological.
Oh,
it's
my God. Okay.
It's really bad.
Evan, you really should not go to twogirlsonecup.com, and that's the numeral two and the numeral one. You really should not.
All right, I will not do that.
I'm really not happy right now.
Now do you see how I feel when I saw the guy with the vagina?
Irv, I'll still be able to get it up later.
Okay. Well, I couldn't. I couldn't for like a week or two.
Blame the video.
Ooh. Dude, it was horrible, dude. It was the worst thing I ever saw.
Actually, sorry, Evan, we were talking to Evan
about a new computer.
That was
Evan,
hey, how long
Evan
was that clip?
Evan wants to do cute baby video stuff.
Evan.
Yeah.
You soiled the whole process.
Let me ask you a question, Evan.
Yeah.
I know we're trying to breathe new life into your PC, but I have to say, like, do you have about, you know, I don't know, $750 to $1250 to spend on a new computer?
He's looking at video editing in that case.
He's thinking about doing video editing, but regardless, do you have the money to buy a pretty sweet new computer? I mean, honestly.
Well, wait.
Well, yeah, but
how hard is video editing? Like, what's the deal with that?
It's hard on the machine.
It's hard on the whole system.
It's processor intensive.
Processor intensive.
Disk speed intensive.
Disk space intensive.
He's got a Pentium 4. Was it Pentium 19 now or something?
Right.
Yeah, basically.
Well, we're up to a core two duo with quad core, all this.
What the hell does that mean?
He could improve his processing speed like five times over or something.
Wait, are you guys talking about waiting like, I don't know, 30 seconds for something to process versus 3 seconds?
With video
or is
editing,
it like 30 it, minutes versus 30
it could,
seconds?
It could be like 5 minutes versus 30.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I doubt the difference would be that big.
Really?
What program?
Well, screw
are
you,
using?
You, asshole! I'm sorry. What
are you using?
The bottom line question. Bottom line question is: if I upgrade this machine and video editing on my upgraded machine, am I going to spend most of my time saying, "God, that reminds me of twogirlsonecup.com"?
People eating shit.
No. Wait. What you need to understand is that when you're doing any kind of video editing, unless you're willing to sink like $4,000 into a new computer, you're going to be spending some time waiting. That's all there is to it.
But it really depends on how much. I mean, are you making a feature length film, or are you just making a few quick movies of your baby daughter doing cute shit?
Exactly.
Memory
you
and hard
can
drive.
Do it.
So you can probably upgrade your machine. Max out the.
Totally.
Here's what you do: you max out the memory. You get a new hard drive. I'll ghost it for you if you
10K.
Want. Don't get a 10K drive, man.
Why not? It's a desktop. Get a 15K drive.
No.
Pretty noisy.
The computer's noisy. Well, then we're talking about fans. You're going to replace
fans. You're not changing that stuff. There's two things you want to change.
You can change fans. It's easy.
He's not going to change fans.
Why
is he not going to
change
memory or hard drive? That's what he's going
to
do.
What you're going to do is you're going to go to Micro Center in Fairfax.
Evan, what you're going to do is when we're seeing you on Hanukkah, bring the computer and Irv can work. He just changed a fan yesterday.
Yeah.
That'll kill at least two crazy nights.
If you want Evan, bring the damn computer to me, and I will do the whole upgrade, including a ghost, and we'll knock it out.
Yeah, no doubt. Order the parts beforehand, have them shipped to Irv.
What the hell? We'll go to Micro Center. Where's the fun in that?
We're in Maryland in a couple
weeks.
Oh,
you're going to be in Maryland.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be in Maryland?
We're going to Hanukkah at your mom's house.
We are?
Yes.
God damn it. All right.
Does the writer strike interfere with
that? No, all right. Look, I'll come to you, and I'll bring the gear.
Look at the service.
Oh no, you and I will go down to Micro Center in
there's no Micro Center in Maryland.
There's one in Fairfax, Virginia. Bit.
It's not in Maryland,
no,
is it?
No, it's not in Maryland. They opened one in Rockville, Maryland. They just opened one. Fuck,
don't go
dude.
Back to
I
Rockville.
Think you're wrong.
I'm going back to
you guys. It's so funny because
I moved
Micro Center. What the fuck,
I moved
man?
Back to Rockville thinking I would get a great job after and I wasted almost a whole year, and every time I hear that song I want to kill myself. All right.
Damn you, Mike Mills, and your sentimental pap.
All right, so Evan.
Yeah.
I'll
you still on the line?
I'll take care of it.
Wow. Right, yeah, well, you know what, Evan?
We'll do it together. We'll do it together. We'll do it together.
No,
$220.
Evan, just to make
two
you feel
guys
better,
in a cup.
Like, yeah. Irv's computer is like hanging in pieces from the rafters of our basement, and like I think
that's
there's a kickstart and like a hand crank.
That just means the case is
we
your
do
house.
Almost everything with it, so I'm sure your computer can be fixed.
All right, sounds good.
All right,
thanks for your help. Thanks, Doris.
You're welcome, Evan. Take care, buddy.
All right,
miss
bye.
You.
Bye.
So, Evan brought up a question just now.
He did.
Is Premiere multi-threaded?
Yeah. Is what?
Is Premiere multi-threaded?
Yes.
Let me answer that question.
Mm-hmm. The answer is I don't know. What version does he have?
He said Premiere Elements, so that might not be.
Elements is like the simple version.
Yeah,
of
it's
right?
it's the VE. It's the, you know, consumer.
So therefore,
edition.
Even upgrading to a dual-core processor would do him no good.
Probably not.
Well,
but if he's talking about 5-minute videos,
exactly.
Upgrade your machine.
And he's really
spend
just cutting
$250
things
in
half.
Bucks
he's
doing,
not doing
it.
A lot of stuff, you know.
Get the memory for $60. Get a 250 gig hard drive, which will go a long ways. It'll be about $80.
Premiere Elements multi-threaded engine. Choose through video in a way that will make any hardware head giggle with joy.
All right.
And if
what does
and
that
if you're
mean?
Really feeling
what's
spiffy,
a hardware head?
Get a new video card. Not even a high-end one, but something that has built-in hardware video encoding.
A couple months ago. Go ahead, Dory.
I'm stymied. I mean, is hardware head a name that you all
show you?
Like,
no.
Subscribe
no
to?
No one's ever used that.
Okay, do you guys...
This is a writer.
Shut up. Disgusting.
Maximum PC has an article... on Adobe Photoshop Elements that says it's multi-threaded.
She's excited.
Yeah, I bet she is.
Hey, you should have brought Melissa.
So you can hear about your hardware head. So no, wait.
Yeah, that would have been a riot.
What were you saying, Russ? It sounded like something legitimate.
No, I was commenting on your hardware head.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to have to say that Shane's YouTube clip of the week is go to YouTube and search for two girls, one cup reaction. The numeral two, girls.
Make sure you
the numeral one, cup reaction, and you got to see people watching that. And then if you want to go to twogirlsonecup.com and see the video,
don't go there.
It looks like the girl.
It's awful. Don't
I mean,
go.
It really looks like the soft serve machine at
it's
the Chinese buffet.
Really,
oh,
Chinese buffet.
I am feeling nauseous. Twist? I'll tell you that.
Sprinkles
here.
Bathroom's that way.
I'm nauseous.
Brownie
I
bottom.
Really am. That was really.
Did
really
you turn
weird.
Your mic off or something?
This doesn't have an off switch.
Okay, never mind. Just
is it, can you hear
so
me?
That'll be Shane's YouTube. Also, Shane also sent a video that if you do a search on YouTube for extreme caterpillar breakdance.
Wait, Drew is doing.
Drew is watching more reactions.
He's
I think
watching
he's
reactions.
Like sick guy.
I think he's doing more reactions.
Is it reactions or is it the real deal?
And okay. Shane, by the way, Shane opened.
I looked up today. Who sold the Kishka on or just Kishka? I think on YouTube. It was a relatively entertaining video.
Kishka?
I just want to say that Shane opened his own small web hosting company.
Congratulations, Shane.
And it's at eve.net.
EVE?
And it looks pretty good. He says his website looks like it's from the 90s, but I think it looks pretty good. Well, it says established 1995. I don't know. Eve means Electronic Village Enterprises. Has been providing internet solutions since 1995. Who the hell knows what that means? Eve, what am I saying? Shane, you tech speak, you.
And he calls us for pointers.
Exactly.
He's not really.
We gotta start charging. This is consulting now.
Well, anyway, we want to wish Shane all the best.
Absolutely.
He's just a listener.
And I hope that his
we've
business,
never bare metal Shane.
No, no, no. We have, and we didn't get a question from Tim this week. But
is his appendix still in him?
I
bare metal that gut.
I can't.
We
say.
Can't say.
I don't think so. I think it's HIPAA.
That's too bad.
Well, anyway, we've got. Do you guys want to hear those Microsoft wish list?
No,
I do actually.
You don't, do you?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mike's a Linux fanboy.
I don't know.
I can't even.
Bill Gates was. I don't care. There,
wait, we got Dork Almighty's free software of the week is something I'm going to be employing shortly.
Oh, what is it?
It is a special. I believe it's a free BSD implementation called FreeNAS.
Yeah, FreeNAS. I've heard of FreeNAS before. Yeah.
FreeNAS. Yeah. I'm getting. I bought a 4-port SATA RAID card for an old chassis I've got running downstairs.
Sure.
I'm going to put my SATA drives on there, and I'm going to make a nice RAID 5 configuration.
Nice.
I'm going to put FreeNAS on there. I'm going to set up NAS at my house, and I'm going to get rid of the monolith.
Beautiful.
He's now watching a thing called Asian Bouncing Tits Riding Horse.
Where is that?
It was related videos.
If you look up any three of those words, I'm sure you'll get it.
On YouTube?
Yes. That's a related video?
Yeah. Well, anyway, in the Dork Almighty's not free software of the week.
Hey, do we have to go into porn? I know it's a related topic to dorkdom, but come on.
Hey, has anybody seen a... So I got a new machine this last
week.
Wait,
it's time out this.
Because my hard drive crashed last week.
Russ exposed.
Wait. Suck my ass. Dan needs to filibuster. Let him have
filibuster.
The floor.
Filibuster. What do you got?
Free software of the week.
Yeah.
What is the best calendar software out there for a small enterprise?
Google
Besides
Apps?
On time.
Wait.
It's got a shareable calendar.
Google Apps.
Really?
Yeah, Google Apps, definitely.
You can host that locally or is it hosted on Google?
No, you host everything on Google. If it's a small business, you should be off hosting your email and your calendar.
Okay.
Same with Yahoo. They have a
Google
good calendar.
Google Apps handles all that stuff. Yeah, I haven't checked out Yahoo yet.
Yeah. Yahoo's is equally as...
It's also good for a family site and stuff like that. I've got a family with three kids sharing calendars. It works really well.
Asian Bouncing Tits Riding Horse is just stupid.
Okay. That's
hey, Drew is looking at it.
It was related to the Caterpillar right there.
Man, those are some big Asian tits.
Oh, for free stuff indeed. And Microsoft content?
Glorious. Yeah.
I downloaded, as I always do for new machine, the PowerCalc out of the Power Toys or whatever it
what
is.
What is Power? Oh, Power Toys.
Yeah. And so it always used to be just like a scientific calculator.
Yeah.
Now it seems to have become something else completely. It's like
it's morphed into what?
It's more than I want. Like it's got all this.
Is it more than meets the eye.
Yeah, I think you can do like.
Is it like
calculations or something in here? It's really effed up. So this is from Microsoft Power Toys.
Is it like a Casio backwards notation?
Yeah, but is it the Power Toys for XP or the Power Toys for Windows 2000?
Whoa!
Fuck it is, but it's disturbing.
Go get the Power Toys for Windows 2000 and what?
We're talking over everybody now.
Who is?
We have different types of voices.
Everybody.
Who ours?
Everybody's
y'all
in a different dynamic range.
Fine, talk about your fucking calculators.
I was talking to Casio backwards notation, horrible Polish yucko.
Now poles. You don't like poles or slopes.
I can't believe you.
Now that's interesting. You're believe the one you. Saying the slurs, and I'm the one getting.
So, what is your question?
Blamed.
I was just mentioning in terms of free software, trying to bring it.
Dovetail
with the Microsoft topic.
I would download, or not even download, copy Calc.
I can't hear you at all.
I might have. I don't know what this is.
I would
but
copy Calc.
It's weird.
Still nothing.
I don't like it. You've been off all show.
What does it do, Matt? That you don't want it to do? Does it ask?
I don't really
does it
hear
take
anything
your,
in the.
That's right.
I'm Russ.
Ask, give you your
yes, it's an anal probe.
Horoscope.
Kenny.
It all functions and graphics.
Trust me, you don't want to know about it.
How about now, Irv?
Yeah. Now I got you.
All right.
Have you been off all show?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, unless Irv has been held out of me here.
I didn't.
Look at this.
I don't know.
Equals at the end, and it says there's garbage in your thing.
I would copy calc.exe from another machine. And use
I don't
that.
Know. I've gotten this to usable. When I first opened it up, this is what it looked like. I was like, what the fuck?
Let me see.
Yeah.
So it looked like half of the screen was all white. It's terrible.
Like I was like,
wow.
What the hell is
oh,
that?
Oh, it's like MathCAD.
Yeah, it's some kind of nutty name.
MathCAD?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Like Mathematica? You remember Mathematica?
I do.
Yeah. Actually, OpenOffice has
don't
got
you know
some
you can turn
decent
sphere
math
inside
stuff.
Out.
That's right, it does. What?
You can turn a sphere inside out.
I can?
It's true.
Are you wearing your cape when you do that?
Yes,
how do you
true.
Turn a sphere inside out?
I heard mathematicians can turn a sphere inside out.
What does it look like? A sphere?
Afterwards, yes. During it, not at all.
Okay.
You've got to corrugate it.
Like cardboard?
It takes 9 minutes to find out.
It'll be in the show notes.
Anchorbutt.com. It's about three posts ago.
Anchorbutt. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, you're so
why isn't it Anchorbutt.com?
Sorry, Russ. It's so sorry.
Anchorbutt.blogspot.com.
Get the that's perforated. Russ. He's so happy. He's like a Cheshire cat saying, get the corrugate. Perforated. Turn a circle inside out. What the hell's wrong with you?
For Dewey. This was Dewey's doing.
I didn't do it.
Oh, was it Yurik?
Yeah.
Are you well, turning know a spear inside out right now? Don't do that.
Stop. Don't cross the streams, stop. Damn it.
See the YouTube of the reactions to turning a sphere inside out.
It's a lot of sleeping.
So to speak.
Wow.
Passed out.
It's not good.
Bongs everywhere.
Bongs everywhere. Why is that where your brain went?
Drew is such an innocent.
Right.
Poor Drew keeps his bongs in very good order.
Hey, Drew, what's this post on the minimalist weblog that says, oops, ignore this?
Yeah, I got that in my RSS feed, too.
We all did.
There was a mistake.
Well, yeah.
The unspeakable.
Why does it...
The unpostable post.
I double-clicked add...
You don't debounce?
No.
What oh, my God. Mean? Unbounce.
I clicked it two times, and the second time there's nothing in there. So there was a blank post, and the easiest way to get rid of it is to just put something in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Super sorry. Job. I don't care. Just asking.
Way to get rid of it is to put something in it.
Can I mention a software that made me happy last week? Or was it week before?
Please.
Slingbox. Now the Big Ten Network, when Ohio State was only on in my house, and I wasn't in my house.
You watched it on your phone. You showed us your Slingbox on your
works.
Phone. It looks spectacular.
It could. We even just used it in my parents' house, too. I just went and installed, and we got there. And
that's beautiful.
All good.
So you're sharing the Big Ten Network across...
I was. It's probably violating some kind
of you're allowed to
agreement.
If you're using
you're allowed to use your damn Slingbox.
It's definitely one use kind of thing. I don't know. I'm sure
yeah, you
make
can't.
A fuss.
No, you can't connect multiple. You can't have multiple connections.
Right. Slingbox is one at a time.
Mm-hmm. It only accepts one connection.
That's right. That's yes. right.
Legally.
And when someone else comes in, it boots the first person up.
Really? That's right.
Yep.
Can you change
which
that?
Is bullshit.
I don't know.
Can we hack that?
I'm sure.
No, you can't. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot boot the first person off. It says someone's already using it.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah. Because I have a Slingbox, as do you. Uh-oh.
We have old school, last generation.
Wait a minute.
You want to get a message?
This is Jack. This is a client. I probably shouldn't answer the phone during the show.
Not with a whiskey.
We can answer stuff for them. We can solve this problem right away.
Not me.
She's actually a really good sport and stuff.
Give it to Dory.
No, it's okay. She's a really good sport.
I think you make your clients into good sports because you're such a good sport yourself.
I'm such a great guy.
You're telling it's not picked up, is it?
I change individual. People's lives.
You do. You touch
I touch people's
one
lives.
Computer to time.
Do you want to be alone?
Yes. We're going to touch each other.
Russ, you want to help me out?
Not in my house, you ain't.
I already can't even get it up.
You can go outside. There's a porch.
Low blow. So to speak.
Squeegan.
I'm gay. So here's all the software I installed on my computer and I got it again. And it's 99% free software.
I like that. Why is it not 100% free?
Yeah, well,
why? What's that 1%? What is it?
You've got your Sling Player, which actually is free for the PC version. I did buy it for my... what is it?
What's the Microsoft wish list?
Well, it came with other stuff, but this is all this stuff is 100% free.
Everybody's looking at some That's horrible awesome. Things. It's I don't know good. What it is. But.
This is the consumerist RSS feed, and this is the thing that somebody found in their vitamin water. And that's just not good.
It looks like an alien slug.
Well, they called it, I think, the
PDF
gross skin-looking thing found in vitamin water.
Sweet.
Dory's having a really appetizing show.
Yeah.
Word.
Well,
every time.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is good. Three discussions happening.
What does say it into the microphone, Drew.
It looks like pickled ginger.
What's wrong? I didn't hear anything from you either.
I said it looks like pickled ginger. Oh, no, I don't
know. That's true. It does look like a piece of gari. Gari.
So are you guys buying Frankie any gifts from China this year? With all the lead scares?
It's not that we're buying him things from China. It's just that we buy him things from Target. And therefore, we buy things from China. But no, actually, you can actually look online for like, or look up Google organic toys. And it's basically all toys made of wood. Mostly. Wood and like...
With arsenic for preservatives.
Creosote.
Sorry.
Here, let me do that right now. In fact.
So no micro dots or whatever that toy was that they just took back. Yeah, exactly. All the babies going to raves.
What?
You guys didn't hear about that?
No.
What kind of parents are you?
We don't buy lots of toys.
Ah, good.
I read the entire recall list on babycenter.com this year.
Here, organic baby toys. So you got, you know, you got like a...
So basically you get your child a corn husk with some string. What the hell is this shit?
No, they have like some... Like Amish toys. They have some...
Really, it's like it, you get a whole new doctrine. And
they have some stuff, mostly like dolls that are probably like don't have...
Made out of hemp.
I don't know what the... Natural wooden... They got natural wooden toys, you know. Hey, look, they look cool, you know. Like these are like little castles and trains and bullshit. I mean, your kid's not gonna know the freaking difference. Oh, honey, it is Thomas. It is Thomas. Oh, okay.
Right.
Stupid.
Yeah, we laugh at him in the kitchen.
Oh my god, that 1 year old's an idiot.
He doesn't know he cheaped out on the Thomas.
I tried it. I stood him up and he fell over. Stupid.
They're really not smart.
You can save his neurotoxins for the PCBs when he's 12 and 13. He gets his first computer and licks the motherboard.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Motherboard cardboard scar.
Motherboard, motherboard licking to get high, man.
Touche.
Who licks their motherboard to get high? All right. Damn it, Drew.
I said who licks a toad.
Well, people, I guess there was a rumor that you could lick a certain back of a certain toad and it was a hallucinogen.
Well, if a toad can do that, can't a motherboard?
A motherboard put out a hallucinogen?
They both live in the forest.
That's right.
That's all I both Quick, back to the motherboard.
I love your logic. If a frog could do it, get a motherboard?
Fuck it. Anyway,
what do you guys talk about over there? I hear SSL and VPNs. That sounds very geeky.
I hear acronyms aplenty.
There's a murmuring coming from Torque Almighty and Russ the Nameless.
Russ the Nicknameless. Wait, has anybody seen... Which is so funny because that's his nickname, yo.
Has anyone seen... It's meta. It's
ironic.
It's recursive. Has anyone seen any problems with Gmail these days? I'm getting lots of lockups on my new machine, and I don't know what.
No, I haven't had any.
But they also released a whole new version of Gmail like last week.
I haven't had any. Got it.
They have IMAP now.
Clear your cache.
Mm-hmm. IMAP.
I get locked up.
Yep.
Like.
Oh yeah, but you can't. I can't do it. I can't do it with my corporate email. The fucks. Nothing makes it over. It takes forever that shit to get ported over to I do Com Group email through Gmail. I can't do IMAP.
It should be there.
I can't.
It took me like a week for it to show up after they first started showing up.
Yeah, but I can't.
I have an issue.
Easter Bunny just showed up on
It'll just show up. Go to settings, it'll just show up.
I'm going to settings. On both of my desktops. It's there.
Bitches.
Russ wins again.
On both of my desktops. If I right-click in the tray on Google Talk.
Russ wins again.
It brings up the menu for the desktop rather than the menu for Google Talk on the first click every time.
Is this you or a friend?
Both of my home desktops.
Sounds like you need to uninstall everything, clean it out, and reinstall.
Fresh install on my new box.
But this is so on here.
Every time. What happens if you right-click on Google Talk?
You know what?
I got the right stuff.
Did you? Question.
I never do that.
And I can see the second menu behind the display menu.
Russ,
it's really weird.
Two questions then. Russ, I didn't think you used Google Talk. Let me take part Trillium. Two first. And Dan, do you really use Google Talk?
What the hell is Google Talk?
Yeah, all the time.
I've given up on Trillium because Google Talk support was not very good. And work also went away. Like, it used to be work had, everyone had their own shit.
Yeah.
And so I had to use Trillium. But work standardized on the live communication server, which is not too bad, except there's no history.
That sucks.
History. It does Google suck, Talk, but everybody's on it now. So I use that for work and Google Talk for personal. Oh.
So I have two recommendations then. Lose Google Talk, install GAIM. Game.
I've actually also heard
I had one bad experience with a game and decided never to go back to it.
The web client for Google Talk.
I've been sticking with it and I've got the current version. It works for all the protocols just fine. That's how I communicate.
But you can't save your chats, can you?
Yeah, you can.
With Google Talk, can you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And
I can't pull them out of Gmail, though, can I?
Yeah.
That is still a selection in Gmail that saves those.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've heard the web client, actually somebody reviewed it as better than the Google Talk client. Built-in little pop-up you can use out of Gmail.
Let's put it this way.
I don't use that one. But
something you guys might not know. The people who coded Game originally were bought by Google. That developer is now on Google Talk, but they've been getting a little bit more attention on Game, which is now Pigeon
right.
and LibPurple.
Lib Purple? I don't know
Lib,
that one.
Lib Purple. Lib Purple is the DLL that runs game. And people have built text engines to it and everything. It's awesome. You should use it.
I don't know what happened. Can I open your garage?
You didn't hear it.
Yes, you can. Although you might turn on the light in my bedroom. I don't know.
Whoa. Kinky. There's a garage door opener on the table that apparently works in the bedroom.
All right. Who uses Instant Messenger now? I mean, does everyone like text?
Everybody. Even old people.
Everyone.
Oh, I've been using Twitter recently. Anyone else using Twitter these days?
Okay, you're at work.
Yeah.
And you're wasting time and you're IMing. Who do you IM and why?
I can't IM at work.
We actually have a corporate IM client.
Oh, I work for a bank. Are you kidding me?
Oh, shit. I was thinking you're draconian. Of course you did. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I can totally IM at work.
What's your mail? The company you work for.
Lotus.
I know people.
And you don't have chat?
And they can use IM.
No. We have internal, intercompany or intra-company.
You used to be able to use it. IM.
So you can go to your boss. And
our firewall is the Great Wall of China right now.
I'm impressed by the firewall of the company that I work for.
Mm. It's unnameable. Can we give it a nickname?
So the big P. It's not Geico.
I got a question.
What?
So you're at work at the bank, and rather than emailing so-and-so down the hall, you're going to IM them instead?
It's amazing.
What's the advantage?
The
three-minute
conversation complete what would take, like, and you need to know something?
Yeah.
Email takes, like, half an hour before they notice they got it, and then...
See, I don't know. I have email up all the time. I notice emails within 2 minutes.
No.
I'm that way too, but not every
How many emails do you get a day, Dory?
30.
Why don't you come work for an IT company?
Ridiculous.
When you see 200 a day, then you can talk to us.
I get over 30 spams a day.
Exactly.
Well, I'm talking about work. I'm not talking about home.
Yeah, at work.
At work, it's filtered for me. I never see the spams.
That's good.
So.
Oh, no,
well, most of mine seems like spam, but most of it really isn't.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Here's the point.
I put it in the spam folder.
The point is that very often you're multitasking and doing a whole bunch of other things, and instead of picking up the phone for a 30-second conversation, you do an IM for a 60-second conversation that might have been a 3-minute email.
Okay.
You need to talk directly into that mic, I think.
No.
No. Not like that, you dick.
Blood herbs.
Whoa!
Oh my God! Can I just not blow off our noses? We should blow out your ears.
I didn't fart. It was him, man. What are you looking at me for?
Was it you?
Yeah. It was him. Look at him.
You always admit to your farts.
I always what?
Admit to your farts.
I didn't fart.
You're like, why would I hold it in?
It's dangerous.
What is it? Crazy? What are you, crazy?
that was the best clip I've ever heard more. In my life. That's going to the montage.
It's gonna be a montage.
Okay, so you IM all the time.
Not all the time. Only when I am too busy to call because I can't.
I hate calling people in every aspect of my life.
We know that, Russ.
We've noticed.
You don't call.
I'm shaking off the whiskey.
The other reason that IMing is beneficial is that you can scroll back and see what was said, whereas a phone call, that's often a difficult thing to accomplish.
That's why I use email. I email my clients all the time.
Email actually takes a little bit longer than IMing.
It's a different type of conversation. One is it waits there until you go get to it. The other one's back and forth.
It's very convenient.
Yeah.
I think one of the last things I was going to implement at Noteworthy was chat.
IMing?
Yeah.
We're going to set up a Jabber server.
Yeah, Jabber, that's what it was.
Yep. Shit that's out of me, I have to say. That would bug the living
It is annoying from time to time.
Yeah, because if I'm working on something and I get an email, I'm like, problem. You know what, 5 minutes. But if someone's like, ching, beep, 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 and like chirping at me and I've got to like...
How are they?
Beep, beep.
You mean they're not ching, ching?
But you can put yourself away or whatever if you needed to. What bothers me is I know someone who like types slowly. So it's like an email conversation on IM.
God.
A type by the Lancer.
Kill you.
They have no typos. But I have typos. But then I got to wait like 2 minutes. And just close it.
No. Something else. It's not that they type slowly. They just have trained themselves to not respond immediately.
No, they're like asking me a question.
Oh. Well, then they're damaged and they don't deserve the retention.
That's so annoying.
I just want to say that nothing has eclipsed the functionality of the original ICQ, which was the greatest chat client ever.
Two cows.
Because you could watch the other person typing. You saw the letters. You saw them backspace. You could see. They couldn't, like, they had to.
That's dangerous in a corporate setting.
It was awesome, dude. It was awesome. And it had the great little noises for when you got a message, for when someone was trying to hail you, you know. It was like, you know, Aouga.
Hail you?
Hail you, yes.
Hail, you know.
Are you in the fucking Navy?
No, because it would.
Federation, because it would.
Ahoy!
How many passwords have you sent across IM?
None?
No, well, here's what I'm saying.
Passwords that you said?
Yeah.
Well.
From time to time, you
type in one window, something else
pops up, and you're typing, and like, oh, shit.
Oh, not even by accident. I've done it on purpose. I've done it in email, too.
Tell me you haven't. Right.
See, that's a problem with people. You gotta set your configuration appropriately and train yourself to not respond. It's like getting a pager.
True. Very true.
When you first got a pager, you're like, oh, my God, I got a pager. I got to look at it right away. And then all of a sudden, like a month later, you're like, fuck, I got a page. I'll look at it later.
You realize the hose will wait for the Coke.
Exactly.
Yeah, who the hell has a pager?
Exactly. Keep your pimp hands strong.
Anyway.
You fucking
people. Dorks.
Drew spelled homo wrong. He spelled it H-E-A-U-M-E-A-U.
Homo.
But when you see it, you think, I thought, E-M-U-U?
Hey, H-E-A-U-X-M-E-A-U-X.
Like a chihuahua.
Homo. That's very funny.
How are we doing on time?
It's the 20
after
9.
What do we know about nerdy stuff in Barcelona? That's my question.
We're doing great.
That's awesome.
What? You want to know?
What do we know about nerdy stuff in Barcelona?
What about nerdy stuff in Barcelona?
That's what I want to know.
Why?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Who's going to Barcelona? Yeah, Gaudi, apparently.
Barcelona.
Gaudi,
Drew? Drew?
It's like...
What? Oh, Dan? You're Dan. Going to, for what? Your honeymoon?
Honeymoon.
Oh, that's
like
right.
Chapula,
great idea.
Great idea.
Beautiful place.
It's like this really cool... It's not finished. This really amazing...
I know a great place church. Over there. You get tacos.
I just want to say...
Jambon.
How long are you going for?
10 days.
Make sure that you take a boat over
phone
to...
Phone party.
Mallorca?
Oh, no. Over to Ibiza.
Ibiza. Ibiza's on Mallorca, isn't it?
No.
Ibiza.
Mallorca and Menorca are the major and minor islands, and Ibiza is a separate one.
Okay.
Dork, you are almighty.
I have been.
He's been to Ibiza, right?
Geographical, uh-huh. Dork.
I was wild on Ibiza, but the point is that
Burke.
Go there for 2 nights and hit the 5 biggest clubs in the entire world.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. You might see Pete Gordy.
Because what you want to do on your honeymoon is
go
meet chicks.
Yeah. Well, no.
Dude, I have a friend who just got back from his honeymoon where his wife...
It's incredible.
Kissed 3 people on the continent. Only one of them was him.
Interesting.
I'm not going to be any more specific than that.
What do you mean on the continent?
You know.
Aware.
And if you're feeling extra adventurous, go to the marina section, go 2 streets off of the marina, and go
Debbie.
To a little Italian place back there called Frankie's.
Debbie.
Frankie's?
Mm-hmm. Think of our
Frankie's son. Italian place in Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got the best Italian.
Frankie's and Polly's. There's a great Buca de Beppo over there.
The Buca de Beppo.
Yeah, the Chi-Chi's. It's amazing.
The Chi-Chi's on Ibiza. That's where you want to go.
Exactly.
Oh, lordy.
It was a good time.
Should be a good time.
Let's keep going.
Very good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when are you getting married, dear brother?
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
So plenty of time to back out of that.
So you have the magnet.
Yeah, really?
What?
You have
what?
The magnet.
We have the reminder.
Oh, yeah.
It's on your refrigerator.
The bachelor party, which is open to all, is April 11th in Las Vegas.
Wow.
I'm actually going to be putting on a bachelor
Drew's so
party.
Drew's so drunk, he's typoing his blog posts.
Right now. He's typing. I'm actually going to I have to put together a bachelor party for a dear friend of mine. We're going to do a fishing charter off of the Jersey coast.
Really?
Yeah, and it's going to be in either April or May. So I'm going to have to save my ducats over the winter.
You're going to have to organize yourself.
Yeah.
No, I just got to call some dude and be like, we want to rent your boat. Like, all right, fine. They got party boats with like hold like 50 people. They got benches and
so
beers.
So you guys in the Minnesota Vikings?
Well, yeah, you know, and the funny thing is that his wife to be is all, you know, he's telling me last time I saw him, he's telling me no fucking strippers, okay? She told me flat out no fucking strippers, and I'm like, and so then of course
about non-fucking strippers,
exactly.
Yeah, well, okay.
Those exist.
So 10 minutes
blowing
later,
strippers.
10 minutes later, we're at a wedding when we're talking about this. So 10 minutes
Hard
later, I go over,
Hard
you know.
Head.
to his fiance. I'm like, what do you mean no strippers? What the fuck is this? And she looks at, I did it on purpose. She looks at him like,
undersubtle.
Oh my God, you told, you know, she was like, not really, I don't think she was being completely serious. Because she was like, I don't, just have fun, okay? Just chill, just have a good time.
Just have fun, but not enough.
That's what she said in person, or when she's trying to cover up.
Exactly. She's mm-hmm. like, you, I'm going to go say prayers.
What?
Was that harpy?
So I get, we're not going to, the object is not for him to get, you know, to get blown or something. The object is to have a naked, actually, I really want, what was that bachelor party?
You should not be saying any name.
No, not that. No. Not that part. Yeah. No. Not the dum-dum lollipop. The dum-dum. Not the dum-dum lollipop. I'm talking about after the show.
Wait.
And I lied about it for like a year and a half, too.
Was it RuPaul? What did you do?
It was vagina flavored.
We're not going to get into it.
Was it two girls in a cup flavored?
Not quite. You know, the one on the outside.
Oh, wow. You better cut this from the show.
Probably not listening to the show.
But friends, get
friend
back
to of friends.
Your mother listens to the show. And
hi, Mom.
I think we really ought to
word
to
your mom.
Okay, Cats, this message is for you. Turn off the radio now.
Edgebay.
When I said vagina flavored, I just simply meant it didn't taste very good.
Good cover.
Wait a minute. What I mean is it tasted like cheesecake from heaven.
But I got a little hair in the back of my throat.
Hairy cheesecake from heaven.
Oh, God.
Still doesn't sound entirely healthy. No, it's not good.
The last bachelor party I heard of that stuff happening.
Or Mike Simon. Anybody else? Next time.
Oh, yeah, Michael Simon.
Go Cleveland. The only win we had this weekend.
The only championship we got was Michael Simon.
Exactly.
The next Iron Chef. Lola and Lolita. Right in my neighborhood. The party.
We drove by right afterwards.
All right.
We honked. People outside were like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's awesome.
Well, I'm really, really thrilled for Michael Simon that his restaurants are outstanding. The food is outstanding.
It's true.
Dork stamp of approval.
Anyway, the thing that I wanted.
Worthwhile? Is Lolita
Lolita's excellent. Lola's fantastic, too. Yeah. Lola's just, they're just great.
Lola is over the top, but
although
it's
we've
awesome.
Been discussing recently, maybe Flying Fig might be the best restaurant in Cleveland.
No.
What?
No,
it's good, though. It's good.
Parallax.
I haven't been in a
while. You know what? There's a lot of people that don't like Parallax, man.
I don't love seafood. That's my problem.
I've talked to a number of people. They have not enjoyed Parallax. And we've had a couple of bad meals there.
Who has?
Oh, my God. I'm turned off from truffles forever because of the truffle pasta.
They do get a little heavy-handed with the truffle oil.
I've heard these days, truffles. Yeah, the badge pie.
Wuss.
Is that the badge pie?
Wait, you got to make this part of the recording. Okay, you got to play that over that entire part of the conversation.
All right, I'll sample that. Thank you very much.
So to speak?
Look, the thing that I want from bachelor parties that after the show
this should all be off
she stayed around for like 2 or 3 hours buck naked making and serving drinks, walking around with a tray behind the bar. She just did all the drink serving and drink making, and she was naked the whole time. It was great.
That's
and I want that
thing.
On the boat.
That's a beautiful
I
thing.
I want that on the boat.
That's a beautiful thing.
See, I have an idea for a
how do we get that
party
in Vegas?
I might have to throw of just two tall, you know, model looking people who not strippers, maybe even never get naked, just on the arm of the groom the entire time.
Just hot fucking chicks, like 6 foot
all
one,
that just seems
like
mean.
Like showgirls.
Like,
maybe they can be strippers. I don't know.
They could be showgirls
somewhere else.
Showgirls, like really ornate. That'd be hot.
But just the idea
showgirls.
Of being
showgirls.
You talking about your bachelor
party? My little
Trumped.
Whore.
Like,
when are you getting married?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. Wow, I'm not talking about throwing my own now.
What?
In August, the end of August. Yes, he needs a bachelor party.
So your bachelor, who's your best man?
Amazon women.
I don't know. He might not have attendance.
What? All of us are coming to your bachelor party?
Definitely.
What the hell are you talking about? No attendance.
Y'all don't have to run up.
We can take care of the important
man.
Stuff. We don't need to be.
You're not
going to
have a bridal party. You're not going to have like groomsmen and bridesmaids.
We don't know.
That's fine. Oh. Who gives a shit? Yeah, that makes you know that basically spares 10 of your friends from having to buy a shitty dress or rent a tuxedo.
We are minimizing expenditures on non-party items.
Yeah.
Matt's the only non-family member at my wedding, so.
Yeah.
Matt's going to preside, which you have to get certified as soon as possible.
We need to get
on.
Certified?
Oh, can we do it right now?
Certified?
Yeah, wait, online.
Stop it. My friend. Ordain me. Stop. Stop. Certified. What the fuck are you talking about, certified?
Matt's going to be...
Matt the officiant?
Yeah. Matt is going to officiate.
I'm going to officiate at Dan and Melissa's wedding.
And you are...
Got to make it happen online here.
What the hell are you
Church of Doctor
dope?
Who?
What the hell made you think of that?
Really, because it was that, not. Can you believe it?
No.
I've heard my friend got ordained online.
Dude, yeah. Matt said, do you realize he's going to open the fucking ceremony with, like, ladies, gentlemen, Klingons, Romulans?
No, he wanted to wear a cape.
To be legal.
He wants to wear a cape.
That's what it says.
Something with deacon would wear or something like that.
Legal in the state, you have
But I have no religious affiliation, and I don't want religious affiliation.
I got you. And what about your wife to be?
Same way.
And so this is the guy you come up with, really?
We're definitely doing also
Matt,
the same thing.
Matt, just do me a favor. Look, Matt, do me a favor. At some point during your sermonette, during the ceremony, please use the word midichlorians.
I'll see what I can do. I will see what I can do.
Through this high relationship has tremendously high midichlorians.
Does this mean that we have to change your nickname? Well, Almighty, I guess that kind
of... Oh, exactly. Just Almighty. Almighty, the Almighty. Matt Menard.
The Almighty.
The Almighty Matt Menard.
Ordained Almighty.
Reverend.
Holy shit.
Reverend Horton Heath Almighty Matt Menard.
Oh my God, that's crazy. What an honor. That's
really... Oh, that's really awesome. That's phenomenal.
Did you guys go to like Boy Scout camp together or something?
Hey, look. Hey, buddy. Vegas. Hey, buddy. Yeah, if you change your mind and you want a rabbi, I'll hook you up.
I have definitely wanted to step on a glass.
You should.
That's fucking cool.
It's great. You know what it represents? You know what it represents?
You make the Zeebo.
A chuppa.
A chuppa.
Gazebo.
A gazebo.
Yeah.
I like a gazebo.
If it has a little swing, it's a gazebo.
Yeah. You know, if
the
you know what.
Is optional.
Wait. What's the archway you call that you're supposed to build at the new hoopah? That's the hoopah.
It is a symbol of the house you will build together.
Right.
But and there's no swing.
We're going to have a hoopah.
Hoopah? I'm going to lose some weight, hoopah. And y'all are going to carry me on chairs. That would be the best.
I'll have the coconuts.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He just threw the quarter saying,
this is great. It's so great when there's no religious influence on the wedding, because then all bets are off, man. All fucking, because it's hard to tell a Catholic priest, yeah, and then we want to have a guy hitting coconuts together while I walk out there to simulate I'm on a horse. He'd be like, my son, you know.
Yeah.
He gets all down on you, makes you go to confession and shit.
He goes all down on you, what?
He goes down on you. Or what? He gets
that's
all down
that's
on
Catholic,
you.
Isn't it?
And you go down on him, I think. Is
or something. Something. Fucking we went to some Catholic wedding and this priest was this was the gayest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
What are you talking about? Which wedding?
You know the Pope.
I don't think you were there.
Broadcast.
Yeah, you know, fine, good. Pope, you know what? Ratzinger, you Nazi motherfucker.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa. We just lost our Nazi. Catholic audience.
He's a fucking Nazi. Look it up. He's a fucking
was
Nazi.
He really?
He's like German in 70s, a Nazi.
He went to camp one day and then he realized that the people.
No, he didn't go to camp.
Yeah.
Okay?
The Jews went to camp.
He sent people to camp. That's what he did.
What are we throwing out of the fire here?
Jesus Christ, Drew.
What
the hell is that?
He said 1970, not 1940.
No, he's 70.
He is 70, not 19.
Do the math. 1936.
So he's
well,
fully a
okay,
Nazi.
He's a little, maybe he's 80. How old is he?
I don't know.
He's a we'll fucking Nazi.
Oh, my God.
Do you hear helicopters? I don't hear helicopters.
That would be definitely cool police sirens outside.
Do you hear the Pope Mobile?
That's Bush showing up.
Come on. Whiskey, motherfucker.
When someone says Pope Mobile, I think of the Fred Flintstone feet.
I'm taking on the Buddhist next.
My God.
1927 he was born.
27.
How old was he?
17.
Was like
Hitler youth, no problem. 18.
18.
Old enough. Sure. 16, 17. Was it the Hitler youth? He's Hitler youth all the way.
I believe it's Hitler youth.
Stop. Stop.
That's poor.
Hitler these two Hitler youths.
Hitler youths.
I don't know.
L'chaim to you.
You were listening to Alphaville when you were like 16 and going to AHA concerts. No one holds that against
you. First of all, AHA is fucking Norwegian.
So what did they have to do with anything?
To close to ABBA?
I'm just calling you gay. Yes.
Close. One country off, though.
A couple letters.
You're just
couple letters and a country.
I'm like, so what does that have to do with anything? And Dory goes, well, I'm just calling you gay, all right?
Like, so no one holds that against
Look, I had
you.
Front row seats for AHA on their on the Scoundrel Days tour. Fuck you.
Didn't you go to Rush shortly after that?
We went to Rush on the Show of Hands tour.
I saw Rush
no
this summer.
Cover for gay.
How were they?
Terrible.
Dude.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, well, my buddy went backstage, has pictures.
Did Mikey get Ozzy tickets?
He wants to know our seats, and I told him, but I was drunk. So.
That's how you guys hung out with Mandy Moore backstage?
All right.
What?
You're what?
What to Mandy
you,
Moore?
You hung your dick out?
No.
You hung out with Mandy Moore?
Not really. I'm with her guitar.
She's fucking hot.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I went to a Mandy Moore show not knowing it was a Mandy Moore show.
You thought it was like some sort of snarky band called Mandy Moore.
It was a friend who knew the guitarist, so we got in for free, and it turned out he was a guitarist from Mandy Moore.
Okay.
So we went to the after party, and she didn't come.
Oh, that whore.
But I got to watch how bands pick up chicks, even if for like a Mandy Moore show, there should be no chicks
right.
for the band to pick up.
There's all kinds of chicks there.
Hey, Timmy, there's chicks everywhere.
Well, you could have hung on to that.
Like 18-year-olds, but
totally. Was
there with somebody.
I got my Dude, I got my asshole licked at a Hillary Duff concert, and I wasn't even in the band.
Nice.
I wasn't even backstage.
I think, that could happen.
I never went to a Hillary. I'm kidding, dude. It's called a joke. It's called going to extremes. First, I picked a disgusting sexual act, which is me me getting my asshole licked is disgusting.
It's like two girls in a cup.
And then at a Hillary Duff concert, it's just a complete disconnect. That's where the laughs come in.
Apparently not.
Hence the laughter.
Hence the laughter.
Or we need laugh track.
Or the laugh track.
We do need a laugh track.
That would be. We need an engineer. Drew, I nominate you.
No, he's got a wire mic now. We need Schleps.
No amount of engineering can make that joke funny.
Oh. I agree. He thought my look of disgust was because I believed him. It was just.
You believe me?
That asshole. Only I have licked that asshole.
I guarantee Dory for just a second was like, wait a minute. Did he go to Hillary Duff concert?
Like I made out with Hillary Duff. There's the joke. I should use that.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
A little dead air there. What's
awkward silence.
Where are we now?
Yeah, I feel
is that my
shows?
Fault?
You seen
that my
shows?
Fault?
Anyone seen a movie recently?
Yeah,
I'm dying to see No Country for Old Men. Anyone seen it?
Not yet. Is it good?
I don't know. I read the book just to finish it last week.
I saw Into the Wild. That was pretty good.
You want to go see a late show after this?
I want to go to bed.
Oh, Christ.
Hey, wait. You
can make whiskey,
babies. Where's that child?
You want to get it on with your husband. Yeah.
Well, the Hillary Duff joke was hot.
Yeah.
I really.
You want to do it with the same guy over and over and over again. What are you looking at now, Drew?
He's found a broken website.
Internal server error.
Oh, awesome.
But the URL has Sarah Michelle Gellar all over it. Galar now. Apparently it's Galar.
Galar.
It's always been Galar.
The Daily Stab? Is that what that says?
The Daily Stab? Yes. Is that like Captain Stabbin?
Is it Stab, really?
The Daily Stab.
Awesome. Yes, is that it? Are you calling? I think Yoko's putting an end to the show. Yoko has dropped.
She still has whiskey.
She dropped the hand.
Is this whiskey?
I still have
whiskey.
Tradition. Nice.
So before we go, the seven things on the Microsoft. No, fuck that. I never seven? Got to it and fuck it.
Is it a wish list for Microsoft or Microsoft users? I want to know what it is. I don't understand what it is.
It's Microsoft it's 7, the version after Vista coming out. This is what apparently it was a leaked memo
stuff
by Microsoft engineers that they want to incorporate. Stuff like support for ISOs and you know disk images.
How about stability?
Into the back.
What about the new file system?
They canceled that, didn't they?
WinFS?
They canceled that. Yeah.
Did they?
Got canceled for Longhorn.
Longhorn.
I thought it was still on the back burner.
But Dory and I ate at a Longhorn Steakhouse and it was delicious.
It's one of my I had very.
You know, I'm actually having
enough,
I'm
pretty good.
I'm having
there.
Lunch tomorrow with an associate at the Cleveland the Chop House.
Great place.
I've been to the Chop House.
I'm going
to
enjoy my lunch immensely. I might get a salad with steak on top of it.
Nice.
Or maybe I'll just go for like a $28 surf and turf or
steak,
something.
Steak, yeah.
That's right. You want to go to lunch?
With someone else?
Can you be there by noon? Eric Clemens. Acrament Technologies.
More beeps. I'm right downtown, man. But I can't make it tomorrow.
He doesn't know you.
So what? I can meet him.
You can. Are you going to say ninja that
motherfucker? Ninja? I can kill that motherfucker.
I was thinking Nimda.
Ninja.
Nimda. I'm gonna infect this phone with Nimda.
Shuriken that dude.
So back to the submarine.
Back to the submarine. Yeah. Oh, you'll have to look at
We're in deep shit, y'all.
Okay.
All right, so let's...
The comments were actually pretty
okay, obviously, we're going to wrap this show up.
A bunch of military people.
Today's YWOW right. is clearly twogirlsonecup.
.com. I'm not doing that to me. I am not taking any kind of responsibility
Yoko's website of the burning eyeballs. Oh, my God!
Yoko's website, oh, my God, is twogirlsonecup.
Hey, lady.
Back. That's
it's one girl, two cups.
Sorry, one girl, two
someone
cups.
Someone look up one girl, two cups.
One girl.
Do it, Russ. Let me watch your face.
What's more disgusting than one girl, two cups? Two girls, one cup. Should we have the... so we could have... oh, you know what? You know who listens to the show sometimes is a good friend of mine, Steve Shuler.
Oh, yeah, Steve-O.
And Steve... Not Steve-O from Jackass, but Steve.
Cups.com.
Yeah, too. Steve Shuler listens to the show, and this is we'll call it Steve's shitty joke of the week.
Have you guys heard of New York Girl of My Dreams? NY Girl of My Dreams.
No. Have you heard of Overheard in New York?
Yes.
New York Girl of My Dreams is the thing where some guy saw some girl in the subway and wanted to meet her, so he put that up, and he actually met her.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
Did he?
So I was thinking I really should register OH Girl of My Dreams. Oh. Every other goddamn
Ohio,
state.
Cleveland, Ohio Girl of My Dreams.
Let me make sure your router forwards all traffic to that website.
Make some money.
Nice. Should we have a Steve Shuler shitty joke of the week?
Yes. Let's hear it.
All right, what does spinach and anal sex have in common? The more you have as a kid, the less you like it as an adult.
And that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's it, motherfuckers.
All right,
please visit us at dial-a-dork.com. Go to cafepress.com/dialadork, no hyphens, and buy something, you fucking ass. I've been paying the $7 monthly fee, and I got nothing. Bupkis.
We're in the black.
You are.
Whatever the bad one is.
And email us at... What?
The show notes.
Oh, show. We have fucking show notes. It's beautiful. And Drew, I want to apologize to you the fact that we have never... Well, no, I want
to
apologize to you first because we have never fucking done our own goddamn show notes when you haven't been there. And I think that's...
He's the only good person.
No.
I think we're
not apologizing.
We're all bad people.
We honor him by not tarnishing the quality of show notes
legacy.
What
I'm trying to say, Drew, is that you are so much more than just show notes. I just want you to understand it.
He's a transformer.
We really value your presence on the show.
Transformer.
And that's what I want to say. And absolutely. I'm sorry that we've never gotten off our lazy asses and done the goddamn show notes ourselves. But then again, we don't have any of the information to like log on or anything, so fuck it.
Sure.
Anyway, it was great to have you, and great to have Russ, and great to have everybody. And thank you for hosting our little shindig here. We want to do more roadies in the future to help attendance. We think that if we go to Russ's house, we'll really have no choice but participate and stuff like that. We'll go to Drew's house, and
He's got a whole basement.
We'll go to Drew's house, and
he's got a man cave.
Really?
Really?
Does it have bats?
No.
Bat wings.
No, there's no bats.
He's got Daleks, though.
Email us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com with your dorky questions.
So what was the result of Dial-A-Dork without the hyphens?
It renewed automatically.
Yeah, did it?
No, I think I checked. Go now. Who is it? Who is it? Who is? Who is? Who is?
Go get it.
It's available? You think it's available?
I believe it's in what's called... what's it called? Something renew. No, right now you can only sign up for like when it comes free.
Hello?
Soon it will be totally free.
Okay, anyway.
Fuck it. That's the end of the show.
One girl, two cups.
Yoko, it was great to have you also.
Thanks, Yoko.
Thank you, Yoko.
Danny.
It's been great to have you.
Oh, God, I thought something seriously went wrong. Okay, thanks for listening, and we are out.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.